Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
No Friday night footy means a very special Friday edition of the Rush Hour with MG. It's a beautiful thing, Mark, guys, so let's enjoy ourselves.
It's a massive, massive weekend of sport. Can I say plethora?
You can say plethora. That's
my word.
It's your word for the evening,
word. It's a plethora of sport. Everywhere you look, no matter what sport you like, there's something to suit everybody.
We got the first ever Women's State of Origin happening tonight in North Sydney. I'm heading straight there after
Is that televised?
It is televised. Beautiful. Available on Channel 9 and some other various
Nine Go and stuff?
Yes, I believe so.
Yep.
Tomorrow we've got the Pacific Test.
Campbelltown?
Happening at Campbelltown Stadium. Fiji v PNG and Tonga v Samoa.
Are they both on Fox?
You're asking me questions I haven't prepared.
Well, just say yes. Just say yes or no.
And we've also tomorrow night as well, Allianz Stadium, we got the series decider, Wallabies, the Island. Yes, let's say it is. No, it definitely is, because we're going to speak to Fox Sports man Drew Mitchell. He's going to join us in studio.
Oh, I love Mitch. He's a champion.
Love him. I love him almost as much as he loves Curtly Beale. We're going to talk to him about that tonight. And also MG.
There's a little game on Sunday.
Yeah. State of Origin game two.
Let's go in depth, eh? Let's go have a really good look at it tonight.
I'll tell you what, 133353. If you've got a State of Origin question for Mark Geyer, we want to hear it. I've got some of my own, but if you call in, you've got a good one, we might throw a pair of ice hockey tickets your way to go and see USA v Canada.
We haven't given a shirt out for a while either.
We can give out some shorts too. And you know what? We've got our final pair of Blatchy Blues tickets to give out for State of Origin. You just have to keep your ear out for MG's slip-up.
What kind of slip-up is it, but tell them, please.
A factually incorrect statement.
Yes, factually incorrect.
Him mispronouncing
not me,
a word.
Not me mumbling or something, just factually incorrect.
All right. Hey, but up next, MG.
Yep.
Socceroos World Cup hopes are alive thanks to a 1-1 draw with Denmark.
Where's Timmy?
That's the question we're going to ask Mark Schwarzer next on the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and MG. As Mile Jedinak slammed that penalty into the back of the net last night, I've never wanted to kiss a man with a beard so badly.
What about me?
Yeah, his is a beard. Yours is stubble.
I think that's 12 from 12. His last 12 goals from the penalty spot he's put through.
Cool, calm and collected that man is. And he's the captain as well. That draw with Denmark last night means our World Cup hopes remain alive heading into the final group games of our group. And to break it down, because there is one big question which I know you want to ask, we're going to bring in the most capped Socceroo of all time, who's doing a great job with the coverage on Optus Sport. Mark Schwarzer, good evening. I'm going to let MG jump in because he wants to get this question out.
I know you're the most capped of all time Socceroo, Marky boy, but the man who's about the man who's about to take over your mantle, he should be taking over your mantle. 16 crosses last night. I'm not a soccer expert, but at least four of them had the name Cahill on them, them crosses.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's all about timing in the game, isn't it? I mean, I was a little bit surprised he didn't come on later in the game when Andrew Nabu got injured. I think it was prime for Timmy. But you know what? The manager is in the best position to make that call. He sees the guys day in, day out, how they're performing in training, where they are. You know, from an Australian public point of view, from the supporters' point of view, we know Timmy and we know what he's done in the past for the Socceroos, how important he can be and how he does pop up in the box at the right time and gets his head on the end of the cross. So I get, you know, there's that sentiment of nostalgia as well that goes with it. So I understand that and the frustration. But, you know, you've got to go with the manager's call.
Very brave performance by our Aussies again, playing a team who was 12th in the world, mind you. Are we barking up the wrong tree? Are we, you know, with Tim Cahill, from an expert's point of view, is he past his best? Is someone else better for the job to come on the last 10 minutes?
Well, you know what? There's no doubt. Obviously, he's at the end of his career. There's no doubt in that whatsoever. What he's done in his career for the Socceroos has been simply amazing and far and above, you know, what anyone's done in that position before. So You've got to give him credit for that, unbelievably. But like I said, you've got to go back to the manager being in the best position to make that decision. You know, Timmy hasn't played a lot of football. That's obviously well known, and that was always the biggest challenge for him and the manager to decide upon whether or not he's the right man to have in that squad. I would always have him there, you know, at this stage. He's vitally important, whether it's off the field or on the field. And it does raise question marks as to why he wasn't brought on in that game. And then the only thing I can think of is maybe at training, maybe the manager, in his opinion, is looking at it and thinking, you know what, Tommy Urich was the better option at that stage of the game.
Let's move on from the Timmy discussion. It was obviously one group game.
No, let's not. Let's not.
There's one group game to go. Hopefully we will see Tim Cahill in action in that group game and beyond if Australia advances. Mark, did the 23 minutes that Daniel Arzani delivered last night get you as excited as it did me? Because it was like watching Harry Kewell as a young man running around in the Socceroos the way he was running at defenders.
Yeah, no, you know what? I was excited before that because, you know, you knew he was coming on. You saw him warming up, and that's when you already started to get excited because you just felt, you know, this is the game again. This is a game that perfectly suits him. And I think, you know, there's a big question mark, debate whether he should start the game against Peru. I'm not quite sure he's that far yet to start a game. I think the impact that he has coming on is, at the moment, amazing. And the whole team lifted when he came on. I thought Tommy Rogic had one of his best games, or best 45 minutes in the Socceroos jersey. Matthew Leckie, I mean, we've got on the right Matthew Leckie, then Arzani coming on the left, Tommy Rogic through the middle, and, you know, it caused all sorts of problems for the Danish defence. And I can only imagine, you know, coming up against Peru, similar situation, you know, the same thing is going to happen.
Mark, I've got to ask, we asked you when we spoke with you previously, you've been theoretically saving penalties or opting, trying to figure out where they would go. Did you save Milo's penalty last night?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
and just quietly, Kasper Schmeichel, the Danish keeper.
Yelling at him, wasn't
what's,
he?
What's that all about, Mark? Is that cricket?
It's definitely not cricket. That's for sure. You know, it's just a tactic, obviously. Kasper, I know Kasper pretty well, I know his record with saving penalties isn't the best, so he was probably looking for any opportunity to try and put off Milo Jednak. But I was always confident that Milo was going to score, as I was against France. You know, he's a very good penalty taker, very cool, calm, and you know, again, as he proved again, you know, calmly and coolly executed the ball in the back of net, and that's what we need.
Mark Schwarzer, before we let you go, the most capped Socceroo of all time. If you were the gaffer last night, would you have put Tim Cahill on?
Oh, he can't let it go.
Yes or no? Yes or no, please, big boy?
I would have, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You've made his weekend, Mark Schwarzer.
You're having good work, brother.
Mark Schwarzer, part of Optus Sports coverage and the most capped Socceroo of all time. Thank you for your time on The Rush Hour with MG.
Cheers, guys.
See you, buddy. Bye, mate.
MG, the equation now for the Socceroos is very simple.
Yeah, we beat Panama and we're through.
Yeah, and we need, well, not quite, but we need Denmark to lose to France, and then it gets into the weeds on goal difference and all the rest of it. The point is, we're still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, we're going to talk Origin 133353. If you've got a question about State of Origin you want to throw at MG, we've got ice hockey tickets up for grabs.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. Bow,
wow. The Rush Hour with MG. That's Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters with Mark Geyer on mouth guitar, was that?
No, that was just a little ruler I've got here. You never used to play the ruler at school?
Nah.
My wife just texted me, and I'll tell you why. Anyway, my wife Megan's calling me a buffhead, and now I know why.
Okay, because we are giving away, we've got our final double to give away to State of Origin Game 2, Blatchy's Blues tickets for you and a mate. The way you win them, they're thanks to our mates at the Star Sydney, which is the official home of the New South Wales Blues.
Yep.
And the way you win them is if you hear MG slip up. Mm. And MG, are you suggesting your wife's picked up on your slip up?
Well, can I steal someone's thunder, or
let's check with Adam in Penrith first. Adam?
Yes, how you doing? I think MG, I'm pretty sure he said that the next game for Socceroos is Panama. Instead, it should be Peru, because they're playing Peru.
Is that what your wife picked up, MG?
You just said we played Panama, you buffet. It's Peru.
Oh,
I said, babe, it's part of my slip-up. Come on.
Not very nice. Let's check the tape.
Yeah, we beat Panama and we're through.
No, oh, congratulations, yeah! Adam. You and a mate heading along to State of Origin Game 2 as part of the Blatchies Blues, the Star, thanks to the Star Sydney official home of the New South Wales Blues. And Adam, mate, I recommend you get there early. Head over to the new shed where Gus Warland and myself will be having some chats with some past Blues legends.
Fantastic.
Like Beaver Menzies, Nathan Hindmarsh, Blocker Roach. It's going to be a great afternoon out there at ANZ Stadium.
One gets the feeling it's going to be a day of celebration.
Ooh. Well, let's tuck into it. We are going to talk Origin now. Let's get some questions going. 1-2-3-5-3. If you've got a question you want to ask Mark Guy about State of Origin.
I feel like I'm in the giving mood for on a Friday. The best caller here, we're going to send to the ice hockey.
Oh, ice hockey tickets up for grabs here to the best caller. Adam in Canberra, what's your Origin question for MG?
Hey, mate. MG, I just wonder, why was Kotrick left out of the squad this time around?
Good question, but I think, who would you take out, brother, to put him back in?
I mean, you probably wouldn't take him out. Both of them played really well, but I just figured, he should still be in the squad, especially when Mitchell got hurt.
You know what, I think as far as that went, I can see it being a little bit laborious, being, if you've done it once, that'd be great to be part of the squad, but when you're not playing for the second time, like Tarek Sims did this time, you probably just want to go back to your club if you weren't picked in the side. You know what I mean?
Like Ryan James is feeling. Yeah. Craig in Caringbah, what's your Origin question for MG?
Oh, g'day, Mark. What's your thoughts around Anthony Don?
Oh, the Don is good. I think he got Titans Player of the Year last year up there. He's so underrated as a rugby league player. He's safe. We had a winger back in the late 80s come to us from North Sydney called Andrew Simons. He reminds me a lot of Andrew Simons, does Anthony Don. I love watching him play.
Velly in Parramatta, what's your Origin question for MG?
G'day, MG. Mate, I just want to ask you, who will win and why?
New South Wales will win. I think they'll both score an extra try each. I think New South Wales will score and make it 28-18 against. And I think Damien Cook's going to be uncontrollable. They won't be able to stop him. He's just so quick out of dummy half, and that's what we'll win, because he'll get me out of the match.
We've got an extended preview edition of the Rush Hour with MG podcast that will be available tomorrow, so keep your eyes open for that. Make sure you're subscribing to the show via the Triple M app. That's the best way to keep across all the extra content. Joe in Campbelltown, what's your Origin question for MG?
MG, I got a question for you, mate.
Okay.
What would you rather, a Blues win Sunday night, or the Socceroos make the final 16?
Oh, Joe.
Wow.
That's a belter.
That's like asking me which kid I like best.
Yeah, which kid do you like best?
Oh, it depends what week it is. look, if you said the semi-finals with the Socceroos, I'd rather that. But definitely, I'm hanging for an Origin. I can't not say Origin win.
Oh, you heard it here first. MG doesn't want the Socceroos to get out of the group.
Mate, he gave me a moral dilemma. And for that moral dilemma, Joey, you're off to the ice hockey, brother.
Congratulations, Joe. You and three mates are heading along to see the USA take on Canada in the Ice Hockey Classic June 30 at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets available at Ticketek if you're keen on getting along. That was a good question.
Very good question. And for those who missed out on the Blatchie Blues and those who missed out on the ice hockey, next week we'll have a plethora of other prizes to give away right here on the Rush Hour.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Will we?
I don't know. Drew Mitchell coming up next to talk Wallabies v Ireland.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, there is that much sport going on this weekend in Sydney, even though there's no NRL being played. But Saturday night, it's the decider. The Wallabies taking on Ireland. At Allianz Stadium, Wallabies got a win in the first test.
Mm.
Ireland came back and won the second test. So it all comes down to this one on Saturday night.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Yep.
A sellout. So, our next guest may be at the front just, what do they call it? Scalping tickets out the front.
Our next guest looks like he's been on a long lunch, I reckon. I reckon he's been out having a bit of what do they call that? Filet mignon and a bit of garlic, butter or something.
Well, he has spent some time in France. 71 caps with the Wallabies. He looks as comfortable on screen in his new role with Fox Sports as Izzy Folau does under a high ball. Drew Mitchell, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me. There's actually a little bit of truth in what you're saying, mate, Mark.
where have we dragged you away from?
Oh, no, I was just having a couple of quiet ones with all the suits.
Yeah. I was watching your Instagram last night and you're cooking yourself a great little chili meal with a red wine. You'd be a real good catch.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm just very elusive. Unfortunately, I'm too elusive.
If any single ladies out there want to date Drew Mitchell, contact us here at the Rush Hour.
Well, the Grill Team started that campaign for Nathan Cleary off the back of Origin 1. Maybe we could do the same for Drew Mitchell.
desperate times if I get to that point.
All right.
Talk to me in 6 months.
Hey, let's talk about this game tomorrow night. It's been a great series so far.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ireland came down here genuinely second ranked team in the world, Grand Slam winners, Six Nation winners, and you know, they've certainly made their mark in world rugby recently. So it was always going to be a tough ask, and for the Wallabies to get that first win, Ireland to hit back, I mean, it's just turned into an absolute blockbuster for Saturday night.
Oh yeah, it couldn't be more evenly poised at the moment. We got the first one. What was the difference between the second one? Was it, of course, Sexton started?
I mean, a little bit about that. I mean, Sexton's world class, and you know, he controlled that team really well. But I thought the line speed and the dominance at the breakdown from Ireland was probably what really won it for them. And I mean, we've got so many exciting backs, and we see, you know, Kirtley has so much time on the ball, you know, when he's running with it and that type of thing. But they just shut him down because they shut the breakdown down. They slowed up the ball for Will Genya, and then he broke his arm for then Nick Phipps. And once you sort of shut down that back line, it's tough going for the Wallabies. But I think they'll be better at the breakdown.
What is it with the Wallaby side? And we're seeing it a bit with the Socceroos at the moment, because the plight of Super Rugby in Australia has been well spoken about, and the lack of crowds.
Yeah.
But when the Wallabies have a series, or even if it's a one-off test match, the whole of Australia seems to come on board. Pubs are packed out. People are throwing parties at home. What is it about the Wallabies that seems to capture the nation's attention?
Well, I mean, I think for all of us, we're just a sporting culture, and we love watching Australia play. And you know, for me, I don't really get into football or soccer, but I was watching last night and you know, and cheering. So I think it's when our national colours are out there being paraded, and you know, we see our men and women go into these contests and putting absolutely everything out there, I think we all get behind it.
I think it unites us as well, especially on the biggest stage there is. I think when we know that our Wallabies are playing against the number two team in the world, if Ireland were coming 8th or 10th, rated, we'd go, oh, you know, that we're going to kill them, and the interest isn't there. But now it's 1-1.
Yeah,
like really, it's that fever pitch. This, you know, tomorrow's game's going to be mad.
Yeah, I mean, so many people are ringing around asking for tickets, and that hasn't happened in rugby for a long time, to the point where we haven't been able to facilitate them and meet their requests. So, I mean, that's amazing.
That's great.
Obviously, the Irish crowd, they bring us so much atmosphere. But then the Australians don't want to be outdone, so it's going to be a hell of a night.
You've got
at
a lot of tight ass mates who've been calling up for tickets.
Yeah, I've had them all my career, mate.
they say that we, as a nation, they compare us to the South Africans a lot. But I've got a lot of blokes who know we're Irish, and I think we're more like them as far as our banter and our way of life is.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, we're always probably a little bit of the underdog, and you know, so are the Irish, and we also love to enjoy ourselves and get right behind our, you know, our national colours. And you know, I think there's a lot of similarity, which is why we don't see, you know, blow ups and stuff between the crowds
exactly.
as well. I mean,
exactly.
If you know, either
mutual
way,
respect.
whatever the result, we'll be having a Guinness, or they'll be having a, you know, two is new or something like that. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we'll be having both.
The Drew Mitchell, Kirtley Beale bromance. Yeah. We've had you blokes both in here together. Now that you're not playing alongside him, are you riding the hits with him? Do you feel every one of those tackles that he cops? Are you worried that he might not get up?
No, I'm never worried about him. He's always, you know, he's a tough guy. But you know, I've actually been lucky enough with my role with Fox to go into camp with the boys each Monday just to do some interviews. But I always go up to his room, or I've been staying there when we've been in Brisbane and Melbourne. He'll come to mine, and we just have a bit of a chat. You know, I mean, obviously, aside from all the footy stuff, we're good mates, and we talk about some of the footy stuff, but also other things as well. So it's always good. But I'm backing him tomorrow night. He's going to do it for us.
And that's the thing. Yeah. A lot of people don't realise that, you know, these type of things, when you play for your state or your country, and these young blokes doing it on Sunday for the Origin as well, they're lifelong friends now.
Yeah,
and it's what sport's about.
Yeah, uniquely, you go through, you know, many highs and lows in life, not just in the sporting arena. It's not just about selection and contracts. It's about, you know, relationships. It's about, you know, hardships outside of footy. And so when you go through those things, obviously it's a real binding sort of feature, I suppose, to playing elite sport.
All right, before we let you go, tomorrow night, Drew Mitchell, part of that Fox Sports coverage of the Wallabies, the decider against Ireland at Allianz Stadium. What's your prediction?
Wallabies will win it, and I think they'll win it by a few. It won't matter. Just one will do. But I think the prediction will be many sore heads on Sunday morning, mine included. Hopefully get around you know, a few Irish supporters and just enjoy the night.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, brother.
As always. Thanks, guys.
MG knows all about State of Origin and isn't afraid to tell you. Get your words of wisdom from Origin greats on the limited edition New South Wales Lose Tui's new cans throughout the Origin period today.
Drew Mitchell, friend of the Rush Hour with MG there. It will be a cracking game tomorrow night. Wallabies v Ireland, the deciding third test, and Fox Sports and their coverage of that game. it's top class, and Drew's been a fantastic addition.
Oh, he's one of the real good guys of Aussie sport, Drew Mitchell. I've got a little surprise for you. I've stolen something.
Oh, not again.
Yes. If it's not nailed down, I take it, you know that. But this is something different. Whilst I was on the grill team for nearly 9 years,
yes,
every Monday I had a little segment called Come On Man.
Oh, yes, I know Come On Man. Big fan of that segment.
I'm going to knock it off for the night and bring it over to the Rush Hour.
We're bringing it.
Yes. I've seen something this morning that's made me say, Come On Man.
Up next on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, this special Friday edition. Oh. We don't get to do a lot of Fridays, but it's almost come to an end. There's a big weekend of sport ahead. The Women's Origin game tonight. I'm heading out there straight after the show finishes. We got the rugby tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. The Pacific Test out at Campbelltown Stadium. We got State of Origin on Sunday. There's so much.
It's a plethora. You know, it's a Friday night, so everyone should be celebrating. But I want to finish on a little bit of a dampener, if you will.
Okay.
Can you press that button there for me?
Ooh. What's this?
And that other button?
Come on, man.
Oh, that is Come On Man.
Is this your segment from the grill team?
On my Monday recovery session, yes, but I'm just stealing it for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
To put here on the Rush Hour, because something's caught my eye that it made me say,
come on, man.
Charging kids $100, and that's right, $100 each if they are not wearing their matching socks to a footy game.
Who's doing that?
Bankstown, Canterbury Junior Rugby League competition. Their manager, Nathan Marlitner, who's only been in the job, I think, for 3 weeks. He's decided that he wants to set standards, and if your kid turns up to footy on Saturday with odd socks, he's fining you $100.
Come on, man!
You are kidding.
Good luck with that, Nathan, because I would think that to try and increase numbers, the last thing you would do to a junior rugby league club is enforce penalties of up to $100 for wearing odd socks. Come on, man!
Come on, man!
Let the kids play. Let them play with any socks. As long as they've got the same jerseys, mate, that's all. I don't care what socks they wear. They've got 4 brothers and 5 sisters who are out playing sport as well. They could be caught in the dishwasher, could be caught in the bloody washing machine, the dryer. Let the kids play, Nathan.
Come on, man.
Oh, can this stay?
It's staying forever.
All right.
I feel better now.
Hey, pick it up. We got a big weekend ahead of us.
Oh, he's Liam. I'm MG. But hey, stay random, Sydney.